This call is being recorded.
Okay, so welcome to the call, and I want the announcements again. Cindy Clement in Kelowna on Wednesday, February the 10th at the Ramada Inn, 6:45 for smoothies. And she is in Nanaimo on February the 11th. And in Nanaimo, she's at the Coast Bastion Inn, 7 o'clock. And in Vancouver, Holiday Inn Express, Metro Town in Burnaby. And again, 6:45 for smoothies. I want to also talk about the fact that the programs we offer are amazing. We have programs that are nutrition. They are therapeutic nutrition, and they're great for diabetes and heart disease and cancers and multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's. And the programs we have are amazing. And the education we offer is outstanding. I'm particularly talking about TAFI, which is an acronym for Taking Action for Your Health. It's 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week for a total of 8 weeks, where you take on your own health by committing to your program, by reporting your accountabilities, and each day you also receive a 5-minute profound lesson, and those lessons are sent to you so you build your own book at the end of it. And if you want more information to check out what our TAFI grads are saying, and you want to check out their success stories, you want to check out their results, you can go to the TAFI website, www.tafyh.net. And if you don't know who I am, my name is Donna Ross. I'm the author of Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. It has sold over 5,000 copies as of 2015, simply by word of mouth. And that is available if you call me directly, or you could go to my website, www.donnaroth.com, DonnaRoth.com. And I also want to say I have worked in the health field, the therapeutic nutritional field, for over 30 years. So experience speaks loud and clear. There's been a huge amount of research that has been done into our programs. I have personally worked with thousands of clients, and they have taught me. We've had thousands of success stories as well. And I also work with some really great people who also really, really want to understand health, and they really care. And we are all about transforming the health of nations. So if you want to know what we know, and I want you to know what we know, then join TAFI. Buy my book. Listen to these calls. These calls do not cost anything. And at this point, I want to introduce our guest speaker, Val Embry. And
hello.
She just lives up the road from me here in Kelowna. She has a master's degree in education. She's been a former teacher. She's a colleague, a friend, and she also works very hard to transform the health of nations. She has some incredible stories to share with the people that she's worked with. So I'm going to turn the time over to you, Val. Thank you very much for doing this for us. Go ahead, please, Val.
Well, first of all, welcome, everybody. And I'll tell you, now is the time to take action. And I'm going to tell you a little story about something that just happened to me personally to emphasize that. And that was on Thursday last week, we got a call that a very dear friend of ours had a triple bypass heart surgery on Monday and was gone on Wednesday. He had 2 seizures on Wednesday after 2 days of nice recovery. So please, you know, help yourself, help your family, and get on a good nutritional program, not just for yourself, but for your family. The first story I want to talk to you about is a young lady who was married. She was 32 at the time. Her name is Sandy, and Sandy had 2 little babies. And her mother-in-law and I are very good friends. So her mother called me and said that Sandy was given 3 months to live, that she couldn't see a cancer specialist until probably that 3 months. She had a very aggressive cancer on her leg. And by the time she saw the specialist, they thought that the cancer would have spread to all her vital organs. So she was told to go home and get her affairs in order. So she was very sad when I first met her. And her goal was to make sure that she raised her children. So she read Donna's book immediately and immediately went on the cancer program, pawpaw, no grains, no legumes, all of that. She was also a very devout Christian and had a whole church praying for her at the time, which helped. You need a good support system. And within the 3 months, she healed herself. The cancer specialist said the chance of that happening was 1 in a billion with a B. So I'm just going to update you a little bit. Sandy has gone on to have her third child, Magnus, a little bouncy boy who's 1 year old. She is doing very well. She's got an intact family, and they're very thankful for the program. The second one I want to just have a brief chat about is a very dear friend of mine, Joan, whose husband had Alzheimer's. And how this is going to affect her personally was that his pension check would go to the home care if he was placed in a home. And she would then be dependent upon the government. So she was thrilled to learn that there was a program of nutrition that could possibly help Blair and keep him at home and her paycheck at home. Well, Blair went, when I first met him, he was sitting at a table and not even focusing on anything. He just sat there all day long and couldn't really do anything. If you watched TV, there was just a vacant stare. You couldn't converse with him. And so we put him on a very intense program with TNT and Chinese mineral chi tonic and ginkgo biloba and omega-3 oils. And I do mean a lot of it, 2 or 3 times a day in smoothies. And a good protein, which was Cinna protein at the time. Well, within 10 days, he went from sitting there to actually making coffee and serving it to Joan in bed. That is just shocking. And so he now can make her breakfast. He can actually, they live in a complex, but he can actually find his way back. If he goes down to the rec room, he can find his way back. And she has little signs to help him along the hallway. And it's been now 1.5 years, and she's extremely happy. And she herself, as many caretakers find out, was depleted in nutrition as well. So she went on a program to make sure that she would always be there for him as well. So they're very thankful for nutrition. And I just have a quick other story that's kind of fun. I go up to a place and have my hair done in a special little shop. It's called Heritage, and it's spelled H-A-I-R. Anyway, the gal that does my hair has osteoporosis, and I was telling her about skeletal strength. Well, she says, bring me a bottle, I'll try anything. Well, I went, that was last month, I gave her it, and this month I went there just the other day. And she goes, Val, I can hardly believe it. I will never be without skeletal strength again in my life. She said, within a couple of days, she was sleeping through the night. Her bones weren't aching. She used to just lie there and toss and kind of count the hours go by. not anymore. She wakes up and she's had such a deep sleep that sometimes she wants to go back again. Anyway, she walks with a young lady, and this young lady is getting a hip replacement, and she is just spreading the word about skeletal strength, how marvelous it is. And she just goes, this is the best thing. When I think of what I was spending on all these other drugs, and I wasn't sleeping and my stomach was upset, and this, she said, I just am in calm and I'm having better days because I'm having better sleep. And all I said was, when you sleep, you heal. So I'll tell you, there's something in that skeletal strength that is very satisfying to the body. So with that, that's my stories, Donna. Do you have anything else you would like to know?
Val, this is awesome. I love it. And I also am going to open it up if there's anybody else that would like to ask Val some questions about the cancer success story with Sandy, or about Alzheimer's or skeletal strength, which is a Nature Sunshine product. And it's a blend of herbs and vitamins and minerals specifically designed. It's a designer tablet designed to strengthen your entire structural system. So I'm going to open it up to anybody that would like to ask Val questions before she has to leave. Go ahead, please.
How do you spell skeletal strength?
SKELETON, and then strength, STRENGTH. Think of skeleton. It actually works on everything that's attached to the skeleton. For example, my hair used to be done every 6 to 8 weeks. It has to be done every 5. Same thing with my hairdresser. Uh-huh. She just said her skin and her nails, and my nails, because I swim every day, were peeling because of being in the water. Now they're just like rocks at the end of them. And they actually use clippers on them when I get a manicure.
Thank you.
And it works on the gums of the teeth as well.
Thank you.
There you go.
Any other questions? Go ahead, please. By the way, Skeletal Strength is a Nature Sunshine product.
Mm-hmm.
Nature Sunshine is the product line that we use for all of our programs. Okay, so when Val talked about Sandy and her cancer issue, it was Nature Sunshine products that she used in that particular program. When she talked about Joan and her husband with Alzheimer's, it was the Nature Sunshine products that she used for that program as well. Any other questions? Okay.
I want
to say thank you very much, Val. I know that by sharing your stories, you are going to make a difference for yet one more person in this world who's seeking that kind of information. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, Val, and we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. Thank you,
okay.
Val. Have a nice
thank
evening.
You.
I know
and
you have to rush off.
Please do take action for your health. I'll tell you, it's like you've got a big freight train going down the track. It's going to take a bit of time to stop it and turn it around. But the sooner you start, the sooner you'll have a happier life.
Thank you for your words of wisdom. Awesome. Bye, Val.
Bye.
Okay. I am now going to move into talking about the cancer program. And it's not just a cancer program. This is a program for all disease conditions, because they all have the same common thread. Number one, there is a nutritional deficiency. Number two, there is absolute congestion in the cells and tissues. We call it inflammation. And how does the whole process of mutated cell replication start anyway? We explain that in the call. All right, let's define let's start to define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control, mutated cell growth that starts happening when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury cannot be made due to a nutritional deficiency and an oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic, affected, injured area become mutated by fungal infection. So in order for cancer to occur, there several factors have to be in place. Number one, an injury. Cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate to repair an injury. Cells have rules. They don't just divide at their own free will. They divide when there is an injury, and they divide to repair that injury. And this is documented by Dr. McDougall, who studied and worked with Steve Jobs, who passed away from pancreatic cancer because they did not understand what cancer is. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication unless all the required nutrients are in place. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells cannot take place. Even Dr. Blass said, oxidation is the source of life. Its lack causes impaired health, it causes disease, and when it ceases, it causes death. For cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area, that to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris, and we usually call this inflammation. For cancer to occur, there is an infection. That toxic debris with lack of oxygen now leads to a fungal infection. And here is the bottom line. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive organs, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. That's what I want you to get, that common thread. So in this talk, we discuss injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Injury. Cancer starts from an injury, and that was very well documented even 100 years ago by Dr. Ziegler, who wrote the Medical Textbook of General Pathology. They were studying this in university in 1903. How did this ever get lost? And Dr. Ziegler, in his book, stated this: the causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, as well as repeated mechanical irritation. Fast forward to 2015. Dr. McDougall said this: cells divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair the wound. So let's consider kinds of injuries. Oftentimes we think of an injury as simply being a physical injury, and it's beyond that. But let's talk about physical injuries. Exploratory surgeries can cause injury. A kidney stone can cause an injury to the urethra. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A mammogram causes injury to the breast. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy cause chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. An injury can also come from nutritional deficiencies. When the cell membrane loses its integrity and cracks because there is a deficiency of a certain nutrient. So think of chapped skin that cracks because there is a lack of omega-3. Today, agricultural practices have interfered with our plants' abilities to pick up raw elements from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. It's documented scientifically that foods today are so deficient in nutrients, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes to get the same nutrients that one tomato gave you in 1941. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has an excellent scientific agricultural study that was done where scientists analyzed nutrient values of foods in 1941, and then they repeated this analysis on foods that were grown in soils of 1991. Well, guess what? There was an alarming range of difference in the loss of nutrients in 1991. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruit had 27% less zinc. Spinach had 60% less iron. Meat had 54% less iron. Even way back there in the 1860s, an amazing scientist by the name of Antoine Bichamp stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. I want us all to understand how critical it is to have those minerals in our bodies so the stem cells have something to work with. Even Dr. Linus Pauling, in the 1970s, he was the father of vitamin C. He said, you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. So think what happens if there is an inadequate amount of minerals in a certain gland or tissue in your body. It causes an injury. Dr. Huldah Clark, she wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. She showed documented evidence there is a parasite in every cancer case. If you have an accumulation of toxic debris somewhere in your body, the prostate, for instance, which is a vulnerable area, then you are asking for a parasite to come into that toxic debris. That's what parasites live on. And a parasite can cause an injury to a membrane, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Toxic debris internally can also invite viruses. Think about cervical cancers that are started by human papilloma virus. And this virus happens when there's a toxic accumulation in the cervical area and the virus damages the tissues of the cervix. Infections can start an injury. Hepatitis in the liver, if it's not corrected, can lead to a serious injury. In the work that we do, we never recommend antibiotics. There are natural sources, there are natural herbals that can look after all infections very effectively. I want to introduce you to Cat's Claw Combination. That's a Nature Sunshine product, and if we use it in high doses, taking about 4 capsules 3 times a day in about 3 or 4 days, you can get rid of your infection because it moves the toxic debris out through the elimination channels. It opens up the lymphatic system. We also have a great product called Silver Shield. And silver is a nanoparticle embedded into the water molecule. And if you take silver in high enough doses, you can also get rid of many different infections. And you put two cat's claw and silver together, and it works every single time. Dr. Scott Livingston and Siebert, they found microbes in every cancer case. Why are microbes growing in your body? Because there is a toxic, unhealthy tissue. And they grow in that unhealthy tissue and damage that organ or that gland. If we look at the studies that were done by Dr. Versendahl, Dr. Simoncini, Dr. Lustig, they all claimed that cancer was started by candida yeast in the body. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. And that candida grows a root structure. And that pokes a holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut syndrome. And candida then escapes into the bloodstream, making the blood sticky and heavy. And that impedes the flow of nutrients and oxygen to the various cells and tissues. Candida is also known to produce toxic estrogens. Toxic estrogens feed cancer. Those toxic estrogens are also known to destroy the function of the thyroid, which is responsible for metabolism and responsible for your iodine sources, which is necessary for radiation absorption. And those xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, prostate problems, breast cancer, and so on. These xenoestrogens from candida also are scientifically known to weaken the collagen production, and consequently, the inner membranes begin to crack, causing an injury. Using antibiotics robs the good natural intestinal flora from our intestinal tract. Antibiotics are known to cause leaky gut syndrome, and they escape into the bloodstream as toxic unwanted debris. So they also make the blood sticky and heavy. Dr. Bernice Eddy, in the 1950s, was a scientist in a laboratory that was studying vaccines. And she discovered vaccines to be a direct contributing factor to cancer. We never think about the ingredients that are in a vaccine. So what did Dr. Bernice Eddy do? She injected hamsters with the kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured, and discovered that these hamsters got various types of cancers and tumors. In 1957, she reported her findings to her colleagues, and she warned them, if they were to institute the vaccine program into our society, there would be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired, and we have an epidemic of cancer. Sugar is a contributing factor to injury. Think what happens to sugar and your teeth. It robs minerals and calcium from your teeth, and it causes holes in the teeth. We call them cavities. What do you think it does to your internal organs? So way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse, and all kinds of them were getting cancers. He thought this was interesting, so he repeated his observation in a laboratory setting. He received a Nobel Prize because he discovered that sugar was a contributing factor to cancer. Dr. Otto Warburg received a Nobel Prize in the 1930s because he also proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer when the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%. Injury can come from toxic heavy metals that are found in all vaccinations, in chemicals such as mercury that comes from fillings in our teeth, from toxic root canals that end up with infections. These toxic heavy metals and these infections from root canals get into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. And this leads to inflammation and impedes blood circulation. Dr. Hamer studied cancer, and he stated that the injury comes from emotions. We've all experienced those strong emotions, and particularly in our solar plexus, in our gut area. We all know what happens when we have those strong negative emotions, such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred, and so on. We've all felt that overload of toxic acid in the gut. What does that acid do? It eats away at membranes of internal tissues. There's a saying that goes along with cancer, and it's, what's eating you? So cancer starts from an injury and requires a whole plethora of nutrition in order to repair and heal that injury. That we must come to understand. What happens when there's an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area, which we call current of injury. And that current of injury sets up an electromagnetic field in the injured area. We call it ionic field. And that ionic field triggers the stem cells into action. We have stem cells in every gland and organ in our body. The purpose of stem cells is cell replication. So now we have an injury. The stem cells are triggered and they initiate the process of cell replication so that they can repair the injury. The stem cells require certain building blocks to repair that injury. They need minerals and vitamins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and all those building blocks. And if those building blocks are present in abundance, the stem cells can do their job of healthy cell replication, repair that injury, and at the point that the injury is repaired, the replication stops and the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. However, imagine if one of those building blocks, one of those minerals is missing, then it is difficult for the stem cells to do their job of healthy cell replication. And consequently, that current of injury will continue. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury, to stop cell replication. How do we do that? We feed our body with lots of minerals and essential nutrients. I want to move into explaining inflammation. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have mentioned candida. I've mentioned toxic heavy metals and antibiotics that cause leaky gut escape into the gut membrane and get into the bloodstream. I haven't mentioned yet the problem of present-day grains. Today's grains contain toxic lectins, which are anti-nutrients found in all present-day grains and legumes. This is very well researched by Dr. Cordain, Dr. Freed, Dr. Davis, and so on. These toxic lectins cannot be digested, and they cause leaky gut as well, and they get into the bloodstream. Because there are holes in the gut membrane, you now have food before it's fully digested that escape into the bloodstream. You have mercury from your teeth that get into the bloodstream. You may have various chemicals that are getting into the bloodstream. And all of these unwanted toxic debris make the blood sticky and heavy, which puts a stressful impact on the walls of the vessels through which the blood flows. And such a weight and stress causes the tiny holes in the blood vessels to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, undigested food particles, heavy metals, candida, and so on, to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins, which are needed for the transport of water, oxygen, and nutrients to all the various cells and tissues. And these are studies that were done by Dr. Samuel West. And so he said when there is this toxic stress put on the blood vessels and the little openings are dilated, then those blood plasma proteins also leak out and they move from the blood to the outside of the blood vessels, and they also accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. They are known to attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. And this accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins and sodium and water and all this toxic debris, which has accumulated around the cells and spaces of the cells and tissues, causes a swelling, which is the first process of inflammation. So now you see a swelling, or the first sign of inflammation is nothing more but trapped blood plasma protein, sodium, water, and all these toxins. And you know, this is, our body is amazing because it's never a problem if we have a healthy lymphatic system. The lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back in the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, right near the neck area. And the lymph, which is the salty, fluidy, watery part, will take the excess sodium and all those toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels. And that's the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. However, over a period of time, that lymphatic system can become overloaded by all those drugs and toxic acids from emotions and stress and toxic teeth and vaccinations, heavy metals, flu shots, toxic chemicals. Then you can start to see how it can malfunction. And over a period of time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation, where now essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And again, I'll mention Dr. Otto Warburg, who discovered that when the oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer happen. So all this environment in that injured area becomes acidic. If now there is an adequate amount of sugar in the injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation because fermentation is fed by sugar. And this produces ammonia and more acids. Without oxygen, this is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus. And it's at this point that the fungus integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and mutates the cells as they replicate. So the genetic defect of the cell is not inherent. It is genetically defected by the fungus, which has integrated into the stem cell line. Consequently, we now have a replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury, and consequently, that current of injury will continue with a continuous replication of mutated cells, and we call this cancer. And if we understand that cancer, Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, infertility, obesity, is simply an out-of-control growth that happens when there's an injury, and that injury cannot be repaired due to a nutritional deficiency and a lack of oxygen, and it ends up being a fungal infection, then we know that we can reverse the whole process. So what do we do? Number one, we stop feeding the cancer cells. We eliminate sugars, yeast products, anything that's starchy converts to sugar. That means grains, potatoes, milk is very high from sugar. So we don't have those kind of things. There was recent research that was done by Dr. Koh, which said, giving too much sugar to a cell will provoke it to start exhibiting all the phenotypes of cancer. So sugar by itself can start to shift cells towards cancer. This we need to know. What else do we do? The next thing we need to really focus on is repairing the injury. We need to feed our stem cells. We need to give it the right food. So we eat grass-fed meats for the much-needed amino acids. Fish, eggs, vegetables, walnuts, almonds, seeds, berries. Berries are low glycemic, low sugar, and high antioxidants. And even if we're eating the right foods, the stem cells still do not have enough nutrients. So we go to Nature Sunshine Superfoods. And this is where we make 2 to 3 smoothies a day. And into the smoothie, we put in Chinese mineral chi tonic, because we need minerals. Aloe vera juice to heal leaky gut. Collagen Plus, which is the collagen, bioavailable collagen powder, which is destroyed by candida. Green Zone for all kinds of phytonutrients. We add Solstic Energy, which has Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, guarana. It tastes delicious and it's excellent in breaking up the agglutination of the blood. And we add flax hull lignans, which are known to scientifically bind toxic xenoestrogens that the candida produces. And we add water or put some coconut milk or a little bit of avocado. And we simply shake this up in a blender, and it tastes delicious, and we have this 2 to 3 times a day. There's no need to do any kind of juicing, which takes a whole lot of time. And besides, juices from carrots, apples are way too sweet. Sugar feeds cancer. And we do not have enough minerals anyway in the juices that we're feeding our body. No point in even having them. It's way more economical to do the Green Zone and the Chi Tonic and the Collagen Plus and Solstic Energy. The next thing we need to do is we need to give our cells a high amount of omega-3s. That makes the cells pliable. So oxygen can move into the cells and toxins can move out of the cells. We want to add also extra vitamin D3. And we find from Dr. Cordain that our vitamin D3 is being depleted by toxic phytates found in present-day grains. It's not a sunshine problem. It's a grain problem. We want to move into addressing inflammation. Now, finding the source of the inflammation may require a consultation, and this is when you will have to directly contact me and book a consultation, because you need to be familiar with what causes the inflammation, and addressing the source of the inflammation is part of this pop-up program. And we also want to move that inflammation out of the body. So we drink lots of chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is known to bind heavy metals and clean it out of the bloodstream. I've already mentioned flax lignans. We take colostrum on an empty stomach. It gets into the bloodstream, and it binds and cleans out toxic lectins from present-day grains. We take protease plus enzyme on an empty stomach. It goes into the bloodstream and digests the undigested food particles, and is also known scientifically to break up the outer protein coating of those cancer cells. And then we use my favorite herbal combination, which is cat's claw combination, which opens up the lymphatic system, drains the toxins out through the natural elimination channels, gets rid of lots of infections. The next thing we want to do is we want to increase our circulation. And this is where we use an oral chelation tablet from Nature Sunshine called MC. I love MC. It cleans out heavy metals from the bloodstream like lead and iron and mercury. It cleans out metabolic wastes. It cleans out toxic triglycerides and toxic fatty deposits that are there. And once you clean out the blood, guess what? It increases oxygen flow. If the blood circulation is increased, then the body temperature starts to rise too. Cancer cannot live if your body temperature is 37 degrees centigrade or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, and you test your body temperature first thing in the morning before you move. You have a thermometer at your bedside. Then we want to make sure that the mitochondria in all of our cells are functioning and healthy. They are producing energy for them. So we give our body some coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 increases energy to the mitochondria of all cells. And this one is in an oil base. And it freely enters the bloodstream through the lymphatic system. So it works a little bit differently. Then we want to activate the elimination channels. We want to make sure our kidneys are flushing, our bowels are moving, and our respiratory tract is working properly. This is where I like that combination Nature Sunshine has called Body Detox. And we want to maybe use some LBS2 to increase bowel and liver activity. Then we want to address the fungus, because there's fungus growing in that injured area. And this is where we use papa. And this is American papa, grows in eastern United States. It's been studied by Dr. McLaughlin for over 30 years. And it's found to be almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Papa inhibits sugar from reaching the cancer cells to feed them. Papa inhibits and cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry sugar to the cancer cells. And it destroys the fungal cells, gets right into the cancer cells, and destroys them as well. It causes apoptosis. And we want to increase stem cell production. This is where we use astragalus, and astragalus is found in the cat's claw combination. And it's also found in Chinese mineral qi tonic. And you can also use Nature Sunshine Silver Shield, which is known to increase healthy stem cell production in the bloodstream. There have been many people who have done this program very, very successfully, because they have addressed the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, circulation and infection. And because they have done this, they no longer have cancer. We heard Val's story this evening. There are many other stories in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. And with that, I'm going to turn the recording off, and you'll be free to ask questions.